I do love my Sleep Number bed, and spring's in the air, so it's spring cleaning time. And don't forget to clean your pillows, your bed, your mattresses. By cleaning, I mean sometimes it's just time to get rid of them. Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep the best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or your ideal softness. A queen starts at $899.99. With the optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it also tracks your sleep. It gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep, how sleep affects your life. You're going to love the Sleep Number. I do. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, if you go in, you're going to save on clearance beds and bedding, as Sleep Number always makes room for the newest innovations. Right now, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. Now, I have Sleep Number. You'll only find Sleep Number in the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to another week of the show.
Come on, studio.
Morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for another week. Okay. Why don't we start with this? How do you tell if your dog loves you? We all have dogs. Dogs raise their left eyebrows with affection when they see their owners, if they love them.
Interesting. I guess I've never paid attention to that, so I don't know.
The left eyebrow reflects the dog's attachment and love to their owner. So watch your dog's left eye. How do you know if a cat loves you?
You don't.
Because cats don't love.
I know. That's right.
Stop
cats
it.
Don't love. My dog, he gets about a good 15 to 20 minutes of like really good energy, and then he's out. Like he just turned 14.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the weather was good, so we took him out a bit yesterday. It was Easter. And he will run hard. And I've got this bag of balls at the house that a listener gave me for my birthday. I was doing a stand-up show in Massachusetts. And listeners bring me the awesome gifts, right? We do like meet and greets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave me a bag of tennis balls, and I brought them home. And I'm stupid because my dog loves tennis balls. And I just left a bag of balls on the ground, and he's tortured by it because he can't get into them.
Oh.
It's just like this bag. It's like a net bag of balls. Oh. And I couldn't realize why I kept going to the closet and like going, like, that's why he couldn't get through the gated balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a baby gate up too sometimes, and he can only see the balls through the gate.
Oh.
It's like an obstacle course for an old dog at my house. Left eyebrow. There you go. There's your dog. Ray, you can get a dog or no?
No, we stick with the cat.
Mm.
Ray's scared of dogs.
Ray is scared of dogs.
I was as a kid, I got scared of them, so I still
did one do something bad to you?
Pretty close. I mean, they're
but no. Okay, all right. Let's start the show.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, back at it again on Monday, and you guys can get me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Mr. Bobby Bones. Love for you to follow over there.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Man, you want to hear a good story?
Yeah, I do.
It's just kids, and they just seem awesome now. I don't think they were this awesome when we were young. Brady Duke, you know why? Because we were the kids, and we weren't this awesome.
Yeah.
I think I just figured it out.
We
always wonder, why weren't kids awesome when we were young?
It was us.
Because it was us. Wow. Brady Duke, 7 years old, donated his Wii gaming device to the Wausau Police Department to help officers cope with the loss of one of their colleagues. He heard about it. It was like, I want to give them my video game so they feel better.
Oh, my goodness. That's
so he walked
precious.
Up and he gave it to them.
Amazing.
What?
Right?
I love that.
So the cops were like, thank you, and they took it. Then Nintendo heard about this, and Nintendo sent the police department a bunch of stuff to take to him.
Oh, that's a double ICU.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Yeah, so ICU, Brady, 7 years old, and Nintendo, and a bunch of the officers went to his house and gave it to him. It was just a great, like...
No, that's awesome. We all need to be more like, just think like kids when it comes to that. Just comforting people and being like, here, have this, make your day better.
Yeah. Although there was a revelation that we weren't that cool, good at kids. And
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in airline news. United Airlines made a new rule that employees are not allowed to take the passenger seat on an overbooked flight. This rule change is meant to prevent a repeat of that Chicago flight fiasco. In recall news, baby teething tablets have been recalled nationwide. They're made by Highland, taken back for a full refund. And finally, taxes are due tomorrow, April 18th, or you're going to get fined by the government.
Let me tell you, this guy in Cleveland, they still haven't caught him as of right now, local time.
No.
right?
Right. Not that I've seen.
So all I see on Twitter last night was a guy live streamed him killing someone. And it's such a crazy story. Here's the police officer.
We want this to end with as much peace as we can bring to this right now. And we want him to turn himself in.
So now they say his cell phone has been pinged and he's in one of like the Ohio, Michigan, that area.
Yeah, they're thinking they pinged it.
And because he would do something that crazy one time, he could do something that crazy a second time. Mm. So again, he's driving down the road. He gets out of the car, sees an older fella, and walks up to him and shoots him. Just straight up streaming live.
We've checked several locations that were either in the post itself or that we got information about. And so far, there are no more victims that we know that are tied to Steve's and this incident. I know, Steve, that you have a relationship with some of our clergy out here in Northeast Ohio. I encourage you to give them a call and talk to them and then call us and turn yourself in.
Yeah, hope that nothing else happens. He's just so crazy.
Yeah, because he was saying he was going to continue doing
it. And that there were others, too.
And that he snapped.
And not that we usually go to this place mm-hmm. on the show, but we have a lot of listeners in that area, and it's such a crazy news story that I just wanted to stop and acknowledge it and say, hey, everybody, just kind of heads up, too. If you see something funny around you, always report it. I'm not even talking about this, just in general, as a PSA. Always report something suspicious. The worst thing that can happen is they go, we're clear. Thank you for calling. They're not going to arrest you for reporting something suspicious. So if you see something weird happening around you, let people know.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your Monday positivity, a segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
One of the worst parts about taking your car to the garage is having to go in and have work done and the mechanic coming out and going, it's going to cost you blah, blah, blah. And you're like, ugh, I didn't expect all that to be. So some people can't afford to have their car fixed. Retired Air Force mechanic David McCoy started this thing called Car Care. So it's a bunch of people who fix cars for people in need.
That's cool.
So they can get to work, and they can get to school. And if they really need their car fixed and they can't afford it, they come in and they fix the car for them.
Wow. Transportation's huge.
Yeah, especially if you can't afford it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was awesome. That's my good news story. People making difference daily in life. Lunchbox.
Well, there's this nurse in Michigan. She is a single mother, been working overtime for years. Her daughter's going to go to college, can't really afford it. She goes into the gas station, buys a little scratch-off lottery ticket. $4 million. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Daughter going to get to go to college. And she says, I'm going to scale back my work to 40 hours a week. No more overtime for me. Pretty incredible.
Tell you a funny story about this.
Yeah.
This is a great story. But let's just break this down for one second. Lunchbox was going to use this as Bonehead story today, this morning, and he ended up recycling it to tell me something good.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was going to yell at the woman for continuing to work. And I was like,
40 hours.
This is us talking before. This is behind the scenes inside of Tell Me Something Good. He was like, I got a bonehead. There's one more $4 million, and then she's going to continue working. I'm going to be like, what a bonehead. And I was like, I don't think that's a bonehead.
It's not.
And all of a sudden it pops up and tell me something good. Somebody didn't want to do any extra work.
Hey, what? Gotta flip that script. Don't want to waste a good story or a bad story, whichever way you want to look at it.
It's a good story.
It's a great story that she won $4 million, but it's working just 40 hours a week after winning that $4 million? Hey, to each their own.
What a bonehead.
What a bonehead.
Tell me something good.
Oh, boy. Amy.
Well, there's this couple, and they're both legally blind. So when they found out that they were pregnant, they got a little nervous because they just felt weird about not ever being able to see their unborn son on an ultrasound. So a doctor that worked with them got their ultrasound 3D printed. Huh? Every trimester, first, second, and third trimester, a 3D printed ultrasound so they could feel what their baby looked like in the womb.
Wow, that's cool. I wonder if he's the first to do that. Like, I wonder if that's a thing or not.
It doesn't say here, but he is a doctor that works and cares for visually impaired women. So I guess he does this probably for blind women that are pregnant.
Whomever thought of that?
And his name is Dr. Werner.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
super cool.
There you go. Tell me something good.
/bonehead.
The place where boneheads come to reinvent themselves, apparently.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Your Easter in 20 seconds?
Church, went out to a farm, dinner, bed. Yeah. Less than 20.
Less rough?
Walk the dogs, hang out with the wife, work on the taxes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, worked on the taxes because it's due tomorrow. You?
We traveled back from Minnesota. We went up to watch John Mayer, and then we had like an Easter lunch dinner.
Yeah.
My girlfriend made deviled crab eggs.
Oh, they looked so good.
Which were good, yeah. And then she made some non-gluten, non-dairy carrot cake.
Oh.
Which was pretty good, too.
Is it sweetened?
I had four of them, so they're pretty good. But she kept So it did that. Yeah, pretty low-key. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was good. Hope everybody's Easter was really good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
It's official. Sam Hunt is married. Sam and Hannah Lee Fowler said I do on Saturday afternoon in Georgia. The wedding took place in a small Methodist church in front of roughly 150 people. From the unofficial reports, there were no other celebrities in attendance.
Lunchbox said he was.
We'll see about that. The 8th Fast and the Furious movie had a better opening, well, global opening, that is, than Star Wars The Force Awakens. It made $100.2 million over the weekend in the U.S. alone.
Okay, not to discredit you on that story.
What?
But I don't think anybody cares about global openings.
Well, like, the global's like 532.
I know,
million.
But I don't care how it opens in Singapore.
Okay, fine. In America, it opened
for 100 million.
100.2 million.
I know. But when they do global numbers, I was like, that's not fair because it doesn't open all the countries at the same time.
True.
But you liked it.
I loved it. I'm Amy. That's your 30 second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Odessa, Texas. Police got a call that there was a fight outside of a restaurant, so they responded and they found five people fighting in the parking lot. After questioning the individuals, they found out they had been breaking into houses and had all this loot, and they were fighting over who would get what. They had iPads, TVs, guns, things like that. They're like, no, I get this TV, I get this iPad. So they fought. All five were arrested.
Interesting. Interesting. They got arrested, but not what they should have been arrested for originally. Sounds like a case of the bonehead to me.
Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
This kid, he's 6 years old. He has this rare incurable condition, which allows him to not eat or even smell a lot of food, so he can get really sick or even worse. And the only thing he can eat is apples, grapes, tomatoes, and bananas, pretty much. So they start trying to figure out a way and other things he can eat. And there's only a list like five things that he can eat without getting sick or even dying. But scientists have confirmed he can eat Chick-fil-A fries.
So cool.
And so their local Chick-fil-A closed the doors and invited him to come in. He can't even go into places where there are a lot of people because there are a lot of other food around. It's like if you're somewhere and someone has a really bad peanut allergy, they don't want people with any peanuts anywhere around just in case.
Right.
So for this reason, all this other food can't be around this kid. So Chick-fil-A closed their doors. He got to be manager for a day and just got to chow down on fries like crazy.
That's cool.
And there's a video and the mom was just crying because it's like he didn't get to have a lot of fun and go to a lot of places where there are people.
Mm-hmm.
And because Chick-fil-A did that, shut it down. That's a cool story. One, because it's a fun story. And two, Chick-fil-A's just awesome anyway.
Yeah.
Anxious to hear everybody's Easter weekends went. So I guess we have all morning to kind of catch up on that. I always feel like I know, though, a little bit because I watch you guys' Snapchats.
Oh.
I know that's not really the real story, but on my Snapchat, my little girlfriend and I went to watch John Mayer in Minneapolis on Saturday night. This is us singing Neon. And it was a lot of fun.
She's always buzzing just like neon, neon.
The weird thing was, it was on the ice rink. It was a full concert. I mean, but they're still in the playoffs because they're in the playoffs too, the Minnesota Wild. And so it was cold.
What?
Oh wow!
Because the ice was there because I think they had a game the night before and the night after. So it was.
Were you warned to like bundle up?
No, but it was Minnesota, so in my head, I was warned about. Yeah.
Okay.
And Lunchbox said I hated it too because we bought John Mayer sweatshirts there and wore them together during the concert.
Okay.
I saw that.
So you looked like a little dork.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying y'all were dorks, but it's like y'all were geeking out during the concert, and I loved it.
Yeah, we were geeking out. We're dorks.
Yeah.
We're totally okay with being dorks.
You're just fans.
Genuine fans.
That's it.
Magic sweatshirts.
We bought them there. We wore them. We had no shame. Lunchbox thinks you can't wear a shirt to the show from that show.
Yeah.
As soon as we got there, we were like, we're buying something and wearing it. It was just a lot of fun. But it was cold. And we went back. We went back before the show to say hi to John Mayer before, you know, it went on. And she was like, oh, I want to ask him about this guitar pedal that he uses on this song called Rosie, which is one of his new songs. She was like, I don't want to be a geek. She was like, I'm not going to ask him about it. So I was like, okay, ask him whatever you want. Like, he's a nice guy. So we walk over, and he's tall. He's really tall. Like, he's 2 inches taller than I am, and I'm over 6 foot. Probably, I'm bordering on 6'1", I would say.
Yeah.
And so he's tall, and we're sitting there talking. I was like, hey, what guitar? And she goes, oh, no. And she started getting embarrassed because I was asking something that she wanted to ask. I was like, hey, what guitar pedal did you use on the solo of Rosie on your new record?
Rosie.
And the key with anyone, if it's a date, if it's a person you're meeting for a business meeting, find the common thread or find something they're interested in talking about, and it's like the dam comes down and boosh, it all just opens up.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm so glad you asked me. And he starts talking.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Yes. And he's looking at me. We're sitting here having this conversation. He's like, let me tell you, blah, 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 blah. He might as well have been talking German to me. And he thinks I really genuinely want to know. I have no idea what he's talking about.
And it was her question.
It was her,
but I'm glad you asked it for her.
She wanted to know, but he was staring at me, and he would be like, yeah, what'd you think of it? And I was like, yeah, it was great. I had no idea how to talk back about it.
Oh, no.
I just wanted her to hear because she's a guitar nerd.
Oh, he was like, poser.
No.
He didn't
catch
on?
He had no idea.
Okay.
I asked the most brilliant guitar question ever that he was wanting to know, to share about because no one asked him that stuff.
Sure.
And he was telling me, but I had no idea what he was saying. And she was behind me like, okay, got it.
Taking
okay,
notes.
Got it. So she got it.
Oh, for sure. Okay. She was like, oh, that's how.
Rosie, come down and get the door for me.
And his new record came out on Friday, all the rest of it. So
I will say, I am happy that in your picture with him, you didn't wear the matching sweatshirts. If you did that, oh my goodness.
It's because we went there as soon as we got there.
Oh, so you didn't have the sweatshirt.
Yeah, we would have. Dude, we're not cool. We don't even act cool.
But you got to act cool.
No, we don't. Never do we have to act cool.
So, like, if someone comes to your stand-up show and they come back and they have the shirt on and take a picture.
I'm even more appreciative.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Because I'm like, wow. Because I'm a genuine fan. Like, I would wear a Garth sweatshirt to meet Garth. I would wear a John Mayer sweatshirt to meet John Mayer just because I'm a big fan.
I get it wearing the next day, buy the shirt at the concert, put it in a bag, and then wear it the next day. But,
man.
Putting it right on looks a little weird.
We Snapchatted the whole show, basically.
I know. It was fun to watch yours and then watch her stuff. It was like basically like
the whole
all
concert.
The same
thing.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It was cool. He does a show on like 5 parts. It's like chapter 1, full band. Chapter 2, acoustic. Chapter 3, John Mayer trio, just the blues trio, yes. Chapter 4, reprise with the full band. And chapter 5, it's just him on a piano.
Oh.
And it's all broken up. And
that's really cool.
I swear to you, a bit of it, not the quality of it, but how the show felt like a Raging Idiot show, like Eddie and I's band. Because Eddie, they were just making us as if they were going.
Really?
He would get on the mic just in-house and go, hey, let's do this song. And they would just do it. That's what we do the whole show.
Oh, okay.
And our band, we haven't played in a while, and we only played a few shows this whole year, but we bring the best musicians with us. Like, Eddie and I, our artists and musicians that play with
they're
us
legit.
Are amazing. So we can go, hey, let's play Matchbox 23M, or let's play Johnny Cash, and they're like, got it. And that's what they were doing during the show.
That's pretty awesome.
They were calling out songs and doing it. Yeah, it was a good time. It was awesome.
I was happy for y'all.
So, it was
Did they
good.
Play Bodies in Wonderland?
We'll have to talk about that later.
Okay.
I was curious too, Eddie. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, because I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Would you have been disappointed?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's his jam.
I saw that giraffe was born.
Yeah, April the giraffe. She gave birth, finally.
I mean, 6 months later.
It's been a while.
I didn't know that the baby giraffe hadn't been born until I saw Amy tweeting about it. And then I saw the news start to cover it, too. And I was like, that giraffe still hasn't been born?
I was doing live coverage because I watched that giraffe cam, like, way too much. I felt invested.
April the giraffe gave birth. You can't see the baby giraffe right now, right there. She's like licking it or something. I've been waiting for this.
This is like a nature documentary. It's Amy talking about the birth as she's watching it.
Oh my gosh, there it is. Ah! Look how cute. Oh my goodness. I think baby giraffes, I don't really remember, but they can be like 6 feet tall or something. 5-6 feet.
It was six. Yeah, I saw it.
I Googled it after I said that. Confirmed 6 feet.
Can you imagine a 6 foot tall baby coming out of the old womb there?
No, I cannot.
Dang.
And now I want a giraffe.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh, how about her taking her first steps?
Yeah.
Or it.
It's kind of impressive that April's just up and walking around after giving birth to something 6 feet tall. Go April. She's like, ain't no thing.
Dang.
Well, April also is like 20 feet tall.
That's so. Very true.
Though,
it's all relative. It's true.
No. My sister didn't walk after giving birth.
Thanks for the coverage. Okay. April the giraffe. And you can name it as a contest. You know that?
No.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
So walk me through your Easter.
The whole weekend, I guess, or just my Easter day. Friday, my husband had a real low-key night at home because Saturday we woke up and wanted to, like, go work out and be awesome, like, healthy, fit people. Mm-hmm. And then we went to see Fast and the Furious or Fate of the Furious on Saturday.
Did Mike D go with both of you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you and Mike D went.
No, the husband went too.
Okay.
And he's like, is Mike D just super quiet all the time? So I feel like I tried to talk to him and he's just like, I said, yeah, he's pretty quiet.
Mike D's our phone screener. Simple. Who mm-hmm. at one point was our intern and has moved across with us. Mike D, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet.
There you go.
Yeah, see? See, my husband was like, I don't know if he likes me. I'm like, he likes you, trust me. And then, Saturday night we went to dinner after the movie and then that was it. Sunday went to church with some friends, and then right after that, went out to their farm, and my husband went fishing. The guys went fishing, and then the girls, we kind of just sat in the water. I guess there's water, and we sat in it, and it was sort of cold. But my friend was really into it, so I tried
you
to...
sat in the water.
Well, we had, like, these chairs that, like, you put on a rock, and we kind of sat in the water,
mm-hmm.
but... I was just trying to be a good guest. I was like, this is kind of miserable. And there was ticks everywhere. Oh. But we had a good time. I mean, it was really pretty.
It's called outside.
It was good to be one with nature.
Yeah.
I thought about how you told us about earthing.
Yeah.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I should take my feet off and earth myself. But
yeah. It's called being outside. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
Being outside's kind of miserable, but that's part of being outside.
Outside. Yeah. I got bit by mosquitoes.
Oh, so you're outside.
Yeah, I was outside.
Oh. So that's what you did yesterday?
Yeah.
What time did you guys get to bed last night?
8:30? Not bad.
8:30?
Respectable time.
8:30 p.m. Yes, that's what I do on school nights.
Wow. Yeah, I'm
right?
Even
what do y'all do?
I try 11. To lay down. Eight.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are ridiculous. I mean, I'm down by 8, and then we'll see what happens, but I'm down by 8.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because I always get working on something, but yeah. Sometimes I can shut the computer, sometimes I can't. But you had a good Easter?
I had an awesome Easter.
Church service is good?
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was my first Easter at this particular church, and I thought he did great.
Who's he?
The pastor. Oh, Pastor
Smallville. There you go. All right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So that means Lent is over, and those that withheld now get to go back, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So Lunchbox, for you?
I can go back to street fights and buzzer beaters on the computer at work. Woo!
I mean unless I just say no more street fights and buzzer beaters on the computer at work.
Yeah,
that's true.
You could.
I get to say, hey, no laptops.
Oh, wow.
I can put us back in the Quaker days.
Whoa, because I have to look up things for you.
Not really, you don't. You don't.
Well, every once in a while you say fact check and I try to Google something and I'm just really slow.
You guys are slowest Googlers, though.
Yeah.
I'm not good at Googling.
Yeah. Eddie, what'd you give up?
Being negative.
Also, that you're
but no, that. I'm going to try not to go back to being negative. I'm going to try to just kind of carry that on through the rest
like
of my life.
I feel like you got negative during the whole Vegas trip.
Stop talking, Amy.
It's back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Hey, so I was thinking about Yeti yesterday or the day before. I was in a hotel room and I was something just came on TV. I don't even know what it was. What's the cartoon movie? Because the cartoon came on. Because I go to bed with Nick at Night on.
Okay.
And I wake up. Most time it's SpongeBob. I know every SpongeBob episode. But there was this kid cartoon that came on, and there was a superhero, and he didn't want to be a superhero anymore, so he faked his own death. And there was this, and Jim Carrey's the voice of the bad guy, and Tina Fey's the voice of the girl.
Tina Fey.
And
so,
to Google
and Brad Pitt's the voice of the superhero,
And oh, gosh, that sounds so familiar.
And
what
it's like
is that?
Mr. Big Head or something, and he's like the evil villain who has to come back and save the planet. Any idea? I watched it, and
Megamind.
Megamind.
Dude, it was good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Megamind?
No, a long time ago.
Oh, it's old?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's older. Yes. When did Megamind come out?
It was good. I was watching that.
Hey,
was,
sorry, you can start watching cartoons now?
I don't think so. But I was half asleep, and Lindsay was really into it. And I was like, what are you watching? And she was like, I can't stop watching Megamind. And so
it's 2010.
Oh, it's 7 years
ago.
Old?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You should have had a junior review that 7 years ago.
Okay.
Too.
You can do that.
You've seen that though, right?
Oh, I totally have seen Megamind.
I have Eddie going to watch The Baby Boss.
No, Boss Baby.
And so you've already seen it.
Junior has already seen it. And my family's in town, so he wanted to take everyone to see it because now he thinks that's the best movie ever made.
So it got so rowdy in the theater, people just laughing.
Dude, it was like a stand-up show in there.
The Eddie pulled out his phone and recorded people watching The Boss Baby. Here you go. Here's audio.
You can't make me. What have you done to me?
Stop. Oh,
look at me.
No.
Oh,
that way.
How crazy. Is that it was nonstop? That was an hour and a half of that.
Of just people laughing.
People just laughing, slapping their knees.
Did you think it was super funny?
I totally loved it.
Oh, wow.
I laughed with them. I mean, you heard Junior laugh in the clip. Dude, it was nonstop humor. I don't know if it's Alec Baldwin acting like a baby or what it is, but it's hilarious.
Is The Boss Baby your new favorite cartoon movie?
Junior's been asking me that all weekend. I'm going to say yes, it is. It's a great movie.
Really?
For all adults.
Like,
and
I've
children.
Never seen Up. And everyone says that Up's a fantastic cartoon.
Great cartoon, very sad.
Why would you make a cartoon sad?
I don't know. But it's sad. It pulls at the, you know, those heartstrings.
What's more sad? Up or
Don't say it.
What?
You seen the letter or the
No,
deer?
I'm talking about the
Oh,
deer. Up
Zachary.
Or that show with Casey Affleck.
Oh, Manchester by the Bay or whatever it's called.
By the Sea.
That one.
That
get
was,
out of here. That one's just 100% sadness.
We were going to watch that, and I was like, Eddie said not to watch it because it's so sad.
Don't. You will really hate yourself.
Is it worse than Letter to Zachary?
No.
With Bobby.
There's nothing worse than Letter to Zachary.
What's it called? Is that what
Dear
called?
Zachary.
Don't watch that.
Nothing
worse. Listen, I would like to say this to the listeners of our show. Whatever you do, do not go to Netflix and type in Dear Zachary. It's an awesome documentary. It's fantastically
done.
Don't
watch it.
But do not watch it. Just don't. It's really good.
But don't watch it.
It's awful. Like it's just fantastic.
It's really, really good.
But
it's
do
like,
not
don't do it.
Watch it.
Worthy, like
yeah. Like
don't do it.
You're gonna watch it and be like, wow, I'm totally moved by it. But don't do it. Do not go to Netflix and type in Dear Zachary. This has been your public service. It's fantastic. But don't do
don't.
It. No.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Watched a couple episodes of This Is Us last night because I'm not caught up all the way. I think I have three left. So Lindsay and I watched two, three to go.
Okay.
Are you caught up?
Yeah, I watched all the way through.
The problem for me is they spoiled it. I saw it on a TV screen after it happened and they ruined what happens at the last episode.
Yeah.
She doesn't know, but I do.
Well, don't ruin it for her.
I'm not. You know, I will say that spoil culture is actually one of the great things about social media because really, it's not done that often. And you would think, as mean as people are online, they would just spoil shows all the time. Like, and I don't want to say this and everybody just take it out on me. But you can say, hey, I'm watching the show in the middle of it, and mostly people don't tweet you the endings of shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that'd be rude.
We don't give enough credit to the... No, you're right. But I'm saying we don't give enough credit to people for not... There's almost like a respect in not spoiling shows in our culture.
Okay, gotcha.
That really there isn't. Like, if a huge Game of Thrones episode happens or one of the big shows, there'll be news stories about it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people just tweeting you going, if I'm on going, hey, I'm watching Big Little Lies. Someone tweets me at the end, well, guess what? The Titanic sinks. And I'm like, oh, man, come on!
Mm-hmm.
That really doesn't happen that often. Think about it. And as bad as social media is for people just ruining things and saying me, they really don't do that.
I get some on reality TV. They'll be like, well, I read Reality Steve. This is who wins. I'm like, well, why do you do that? But very rare. You're right. As
yeah,
nice
considering
people.
How often people can be rude online, that's one area they hold back on.
And we, why?
It's kinda nice.
That is weird.
It's really weird.
And so
that they'll like put you down.
Yeah.
Yes, they will tell you how ugly you are.
Bobby's like, I'm boarding an airplane. I hope it crashes.
I'm watching Big Little Lies. Well, I'm not telling you the ending of that.
Exactly.
So yes.
Weird. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Hey, you know what? Give props where props is due.
So
baby steps.
I have 3 episodes left of This Is Us. You know what I like about This Is Us too is you never know where that beginning credit's going to happen, because at the first of shows, usually it's like you take the good, you take the bad, you take them all in there, you have the facts alive, and then the whole show starts.
Right.
With This Is Us, the show just starts, and then like 18 minutes in it goes, This Is Us. The show is now starting, and you're like, I'm already 18 minutes into this thing. I like that part of it too. The whole show is approached in a cool way. Like a perspective, a time, you know, it's going back in time, forward in time.
Yeah.
This means they can make storylines forever and even in the middle of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the show has a, like, if it stays true, has a long last to it, because you don't really run out of storylines.
Right.
If you can always go back to the middle. And they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
They don't just go back to the beginning, and they don't always go to the end. Sometimes they put something right in the middle of it. And you're like, oh.
It's a great show.
So there's that. You know what, like, the HBO show, Big Little Lies. I finished that, and that's good. And that's a show that, and again, I would never spoil it, but the very first episode, the first thing you see is you don't know who died or how they died, but you know somebody died. And the whole show is you're figuring it out as it happens, or trying to.
Yeah.
The other only other show I've ever seen like that or movie is that 500 Days of Summer. And when I saw that, I was like, this is the most brilliant way to approach a movie. It's like, it's in all different directions, and you never know where it's going to go.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, you have to watch
Amy,
it, Amy.
It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Stop yelling at me.
Yes.
It's so good.
You need to be yelled at.
No, I know that you're obsessed with the movie. I just...
Get with it,
Amy. Get with the time.
Come on. Lunchbox, you haven't seen it, have you?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
What did you think?
Let's be honest. I don't remember it sticking out as one of the best movies of all time.
What? To me, it was so good.
So good.
Like Zoe Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it, and it goes in a weird time. You should watch it, Amy.
I'll write it in my notes.
You love it.
Things to do. Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Dierks Bentley's wife, Cassidy, is running in the Boston Marathon today. So probably like right now, Dierks is proud because he posted photos of himself and his 3 kids wearing special T-shirts. His said, wife runs, and on the back said, Boston 17. And then the kids' shirts on the front said, mom runs. And her whole thing was, Cass runs Boston 17. So you can check out that hashtag and even her website, because they're donating to Safe Haven. So the 2 protesters who bum-rushed Ryan Lochte during his live season premiere with Dancing with the Stars, they cut a deal.
What happened with them? When does the reality show start? I've been looking for that one.
They were supposed to get 6 months behind bars, but the judge dropped the case after the protesters agreed to pay $20,000. That's a lot of money.
I forgot about that. Like, they didn't make an impact, huh?
No.
Not really.
I mean...
Well, yeah, I guess. But they got out of jail.
Yeah, they made 20 grand. Was it worth it?
No, definitely not. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
We have a show that I do from my house. It's called The Bobbycast. You can go to iTunes and subscribe to it. Episode 31 has Maren Morris, and she was talking about My Church and how they wanted to hold off on My Church.
The day I wrote it, I kind of knew that was the one. My label was like, I think we should hold off on My Church. Their reason was they felt like that was the ace up their sleeve, and they wanted to throw it out later and just get the party song out of the way. I just didn't really feel like I wanted to go that route, because honestly, the odds are against me. I'm a new artist and I'm a girl. So if I'm going to come out with one and one only, because this could very easily die, I'm going to do the song that means the most to me and says all I want to say if I only got one shot with a song.
Go to iTunes, hit Bobbycast, subscribe. That's episode 31 with Maren Morris.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I found it with this room as well. And just people you hang out with, but I'm starting to see it with my girlfriend now. It's getting her to laugh really hard is getting harder and harder. Because you know when you hang around somebody all the time, they have the same sense of humor. It's just harder to get people to laugh when they hear the same stuff.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
And it's not just laughing. It's all the stuff.
Yeah.
But I find now that when I see something really funny and she laughs really hard, I'm like, whoa. Because I guess I'm not as funny to her anymore.
Oh.
because there were a couple times yesterday where I nailed them, right? And she laughed hard, and I was like, wow, that doesn't feel as familiar as it used to. Used to, that was my thing. Like, that's the only way I could get girls ever, mm-hmm. by making them laugh. And I said something, I don't even know what I said. And she was like, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, wow, this used to happen a lot. And I told her, I said, I used to make you laugh a lot. Now I just kind of make you laugh a middle.
And what did she say?
She was like, I still think you're funny. But again, this happens, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, it happens. I tell my wife all the time, I'll say something funny and she doesn't laugh. And I'll be like, that was funny.
Oh, yeah. You tell her to
I'll
her
let
face.
Her know, that was funny.
I feel like I have to work harder. I told her last night, I was like, I just feel like I have to work harder. So, and you guys have to help me. Because listen, I've been in a relationship for, what, 9, 10 months now?
Yeah.
And we're well beyond the honeymoon period at this point. I think the honeymoon period lasted about 3 months.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. If you're going to make a face like that and a head nod.
I don't. Well, I'm trying to gauge how long y'all have actually really been together because we didn't know for a while. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. How long was the honeymoon phase?
Well, why don't you question Lunchbox? He hid his girlfriend wife from us for years.
That's true.
Hey, don't deflect over here. We're talking about your problems, not my problems.
I'm just saying, what's good for the goose, it's good for the Lunchbox.
Ah.
So if we're going to say that, when we say how long he's been with his girl, we're like, huh.
So maybe right around when you went public,
it's probably, I think we had
the
3 months.
Phase was ending?
Yes. That's
gotcha.
Why we went public.
Okay. Because
okay, yeah. I was like, honeymoon phase is over.
Okay.
We're going to stay together. We might as well just say we're together.
Okay. So honeymoon phase is over.
Yeah. I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh,
you sidetracked me.
Well, you're not being funny anymore.
Yeah, you're not funny anymore.
We have to help you.
Your wife, Eddie, for example, we've been together 11 years.
Yeah, she doesn't laugh anymore.
It's not even about humor, though. She used to love when you played music.
Oh, yeah. Yes, loved it. And now she still says that, oh, I like that. But she's never, like, listens. Like for example, if I'm playing in the living room, she used to sit in the living room and just, like, get a glass of wine and listen.
Yeah, that's romantic,
now,
yeah!
Now, I, like, sit in the living room while she's cooking, and then I play a song, I look down at the guitar, and I look back up, and she's gone. I don't even know where she is, upstairs mm-hmm. with the kids or in another room.
Is this what I have to look forward to?
Yeah.
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 Everything just going, like, it's not a...
Not everything, just the things that you have now.
But that's just life.
I don't like life, man.
You don't like life?
Yeah. Give me an example about yours then.
Well, I mean, I know this weekend I had to tell my husband a few times, like, that was a joke. But I don't know that he's ever gotten my jokes, you know? So I'm not that worried about it. But him, I feel like I used to indulge his airplane talk way more. Like, I know he wasn't doing anything to, like, impress me, but I would sit there and listen and, like, really. And now
but he's
like,
a pilot. That's his passion.
Now I leave the room and do things and don't even know it. Sort of like, and he's like, okay, I guess that was a boring conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's really boring. But in the beginning of our marriage, no way would I have told him that was boring. I was like, that's fascinating.
Oh, see,
like, tell
this
me
is
more.
Discouraging to someone like myself. Like, I'm the one that's not married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All you guys sit here with your marriages mm-hmm. and your lives and your married lives. And I'm like,
all that, yep.
I'm like, man, you guys have all these lives that are married and I don't. And I'm just like, is everything going to get like not as,
does
the knife get dull?
Yeah, it gets pretty dull.
But there's knife sharpeners.
You can sharpen it up,
mm-hmm.
but like every knife, you use it and it gets dull. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep it sharp,
yeah.
my friend. And you'll have to find that way to keep it sharp.
Lunchbox, in your marriage, and you've been married for how long?
Almost 2 years. Some things get stale.
Like what's gotten stale in your relationship?
Like my wife used to love to see me play soccer. She used to think I was like, it was like hot. Like it was like, I would get my, you know, my cleats, my shin guards, and she thought I looked hot. And she was just like, ooh, I can't wait to go watch you play. And now I can't even get her off the couch to go watch me play. She's just like, hey, good luck. And she didn't go. And it's just like, I guess it wore off. But when we were first together, she thought that was the coolest, hottest thing is me kind of trying to be an athlete.
Huh.
I got one thing that you're really like lucky about right now.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend wakes up with you in the morning and like spends time with you before work.
But she won't always. I can already tell by this conversation, everything's just going to go.
Yeah.
Everything. It sounds like once you get married, everything goes to, as they say, crap.
No, I have two things of hope.
Listen, I've never been around successful relationships.
Whoa, that's two different things.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you, but my mom, for example, was married multiple times. So I was never, as a kid, I never saw success in a relationship. And so it scares the crap out of me that it's just like, what's like?
There's something about marriages and relationships. You have to work hard at them. And if you're not willing to work hard at it, you're not going to last. Period. My marriage has almost fallen apart like 3 times, 4 times in my life. And we worked really, really hard to save that.
But it just feels like, why should it be such? I thought love was magical. It's supposed to just be magical.
It's supposed to be fun.
And like, it's like all the time.
Well,
like,
that's the fairy tale.
But that's what I want. I want the fairy tale. Well, I want Jack and the Beanstalk.
Watch a movie, dude.
Oh, man. Real life scares me. I'm like, I don't know.
Can I offer you one thing of hope?
I would love a little. Give me a little glimpse.
Oh, two things.
Okay.
My husband and I, 10 and a half years of marriage, he wakes up with me every morning, makes me hot lemon water.
Can I say just
together half the year?
Right.
Okay, thanks. No, two devil's advocates. Okay. One, you're only together half the year, which is great, which I think is the key. I'm not kidding.
Well, there's
I
your
think
other
different
pillar
bedrooms,
of hope.
It's a thing.
What?
Two different bedrooms.
Yes, and being apart a lot. And two, he's also trained military to wake up super early in the morning.
Okay, and here's the other thing. I still love watching him mow the yard. Yeah. So there's that.
Is it more because the yard gets mowed? I start to wonder if it shifts.
No, I don't care about that. On. He's just so cute out there doing it. And yeah. His camo cutoffs, boots.
It just scares me. I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
Okay, well.
You got this. I can see you and Lindsay right now, like through Snapchats and just in person.
Mm-hmm.
You got this.
Yeah, y'all.
So far,
that,
so good.
So far, so good.
John Mayer concert, I was like, oh my gosh, they're meant to be.
We have fun together. Yeah. I think that's the key. I mean, we're singing songs. Yeah, we have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that's stale besides the you making her laugh? Like, is there other things that are you're noticing?
I just think I would be tired of me by now.
What about you to her?
Oh, I'm awful. I'm terrible.
No, like, but I mean, is there things she does that you used to really enjoy and now you're like, eh?
Yeah.
I don't
interesting
know.
Question.
That's an interesting question.
Okay.
I would answer that honestly, too. Let me think. Nope.
You're so dumb.
Everything's
okay.
Wonderful.
Hey.
So
dumb.
You know, it's actually gotten better. Just
wow,
be honest with you.
You should stay with
yeah,
her.
Yeah,
she
yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Yep, yep, yep. Thought about it. And the answer's nope. Everything's wonderful. Woo! I saw the Fate of the Furious made $100 million in the United States, which is a lot. Yeah. And so Mike D had a review of it on Snapchat, our phone screener.
Just watched Fate of the Furious. One of those movies you go into just wanting to have a good time. I mean, explosions, car chases, it's got all that. So in this one, Vin Diesel goes rogue and his team's trying to get him back. It's funny, these started off as just racing movies and now they're just full out superheroes. I thought The Rock was really good in it. It had some funny moments. Was a little long, like 2.5 hours, but everything you wanted in an action movie, I give it an A-.
I hear The Rock like picks up missiles with his hands and throws them.
It's pretty amazing.
It's not amazing,
like,
is it?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's legit. Cool. And it's funny, I watched it with Mike, and he does set his watch at the beginning of the movie. He sets the timer, so I'm pretty sure that time he gave is accurate. He's like so into every detail
that's
of movies.
Weird. That's what my son does.
Yeah.
Well, so weird.
Movie people.
Wait, why does Mike D set his watch for a
ask
movie?
Ask him. I think he was checking the timer, right?
Why Mike D, why would you set your watch?
I just set my timer.
Oh, okay.
He was just looking at what time it was, and he makes up this whole story.
Oh, I thought you were, like, setting the button, but you were checking the time right when it started. He did it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'd like to see how long the previews run. Usually 20 minutes.
The previews. Okay, there is something nerdy.
Okay.
Yeah. I time out everything. I time every flight I get on. As soon as the plane starts moving, I hit the timer. Mm. Because sometimes you change time zones, you got to know exactly how long your flight is. Mm. Look at your phone. It can be
I
off.
Like how you acted like you hit the timer on your watch.
The watch you don't
wear. A watch. Use your phone.
I'd use my phone. That's true. I don't wear a watch. I tried. I'm not a watch guy.
I know.
People.
Or jewelry.
Is that the one I bought
I wear
you?
A watch. No, no, no. I have three watches. One my dad gave me, one you gave me, and one that we got from work.
And which
a movement
one do you wear?
Watch.
What would a work get?
The
oh,
movement.
No. That was an endorsement I was doing that I got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean.
So I got you two watches.
Well, the work.
Bobby's work.
Your work. Yeah. Our work.
So the parents were in town, huh?
Oh, man. It's been so much fun. Yes.
They drove up from San Antonio?
They drove up from San Antonio and brought a lot of food with them.
In the car for 12 hours?
Yeah. My dad, his thing is to collect coolers. So he's got all different sizes. And he just brought all of... everything. Meat, tortillas, cheese.
Did they drive in a car?
Yeah, a tiny little SUV.
How do they fit coolers of all that in the car?
Well, they don't have kids. It's just them two. So the back seat and the very back is all theirs for coolers.
So are they still in town?
They're still here till Wednesday.
And they drive back.
And they drive back.
Wow, that's a long drive. Do they stop in Little Rock or anything?
They used to, but now my dad likes to go all the way.
Do they still enjoy each other?
I think so. Now it's weird.
How long have they been married, first of all?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 40 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing is, like, before, they wouldn't spend a lot of time together. My dad would be like, I'm just going to go to the store. I'll be right back by himself. But now he can't do anything by himself. He's just like, Mom, let's go to the store. And then they'll go to the store together, and they're like, hey, we're going to go take a nap in the hotel. And they go to the hotel, take a nap.
They don't stay with you guys?
They don't. They have a hotel. In the past, they've stayed with us, and we just feel like it's a little too much.
Did you tell them?
No, it's just kind of an understanding.
There's never understanding. That's like a mutual breakup. Like, who was the first to bring it up?
No one.
Somebody had to be the first person.
Because we've always kept offering. Maybe it's the look on our faces or what, but they've always just...
You're like, so, you want to stay at our
hotel? Yeah. So they finally said... No, they've always done hotel.
They're always say, don't worry about it. You guys don't... Just, all right, there's just not enough room here, so we'll go to the hotel.
And you love it.
The space?
Yeah.
Of course. They stay here up for 2 weeks if they want.
Well, is that a good time?
Love it.
That's good. Well, happy Easter. Mr. Bobby Bones. Earlier, I was talking about my girlfriend and I. We've been together, I guess, 9 or 10 months or so. And that I find it's getting harder and harder to make her laugh, like, really hard. And I'm like, she's just getting used to me. And I'm like, that's scary because it's like you start to get used to everything. And who wants to be in something where you're just used to things? And it's like, ugh. I have to work harder. And so a lot of people are on the phone now. Melissa in Lynchburg, Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Now, you hear me freaking out on the air, and this is genuine freak outness. What do you think about this?
Well, I mean, everybody goes through their own experiences. Me, personally, me and my husband have been together for 13. We've been together for 14 years, married for 13. And, I mean, he drives me crazy some days, but he can still, I mean, honestly, I get butterflies when I look at him still. I still hear songs on the radio and think about him constantly. I mean, you have your ups and downs, but it is so worth it, especially when it's the right person, because, I mean, the other night, case in point, he's getting ready for bed, and in mid-sentence, I just forgot what I was saying. And he wasn't doing anything special. He was just getting ready for bed.
I hear this, and it feels like you're the couple from This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm like, that can't be real.
It is. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. We, like I said, we've had our ups and downs, and our marriage has been at the brink of ending several times. But it's worth it. It does take work, and it does take time. But in the end, it's worth it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Melissa. Let's go to Lynn in Arkansas. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thanks. So, you're welcome.
You've been married for 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, what's the secret?
Making each other laugh. It's like our goal every day to make each other laugh. And we don't do like a slit, you know, like a stick. Like, I'm funny. I mean, I'm really funny. I could be on your show. I'm so funny. But in reality, we laugh about the funniest things or the silliest things. And the longer you're together, like, okay, like, I'm the biggest klutz in the world, and I'm sitting on the edge of a bathtub. We have an antique bathtub. We live in an old house. It's built in 1921. I fall, break the tub. I'm in the tub, and the tub doesn't, like, really break, but, like, the legs do. They come out from under it. What do? I scream, get the camera! Get the camera!
Yeah, you sound like a character.
Hilarious.
Man. No, I get it. Like, I get it. I hear what you're saying. Like, I'm just trying to process it all, Lynn, you know?
I mean, just give it some time, and you don't have to put on a show.
That's what I do, though.
But don't.
But I do. That's what I feel like. That's what I get. That's how I eat.
Honey, we're from Arkansas, baby. You don't have to put on a show.
You don't.
Just be you.
All right, Lynn. Sometimes me's not. I don't feel like it's good enough,
Lynn.
You're
funny. And you're funny just talking. Right. I mean, come on. You're like me. We're just without even trying. I'm funnier than Lunchbox, okay?
No!
Oh, she's
shots
funny.
Fired! Dang, she comes in attacking people, too.
You know what? I'm going to be nice today.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be nice today, but I'm just glad for her. Looks aren't everything.
Oh!
No, really, I just love Lunchbox. It's so funny. But
now, what would you like to say back?
She's probably pretty hot.
Yeah,
she's
hot. You're going to have your own private joke.
Yeah.
You're going to, you know, accumulate things. And things that you do, you just make it fun. I mean, everything is funny. I mean, if you look at it and not get serious about anything and get
like
let
that.
Things get too serious, I mean, you laugh about the fact that, you know, you broke the bathtub.
I don't want to get serious about anything. You're right. Woo. I like her advice. Get serious about nothing. Now we're talking. Lynn, thank you for the call. Don't be disappointed.
No, your first reaction to everything is get the camera anyways, or call serious. The news.
You know, we try to encourage positivity on the show a lot, and it's not always this humongous gesture. Sometimes it's the small things. I read this story this morning from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The employees of a wine shop, and again, they just work there, and it was located near a construction site in Atlanta, and they wanted to do something nice for the construction workers. And literally, these guys were just working on the street, but they had been there, and they'd been working hard for days and days. So they went and got them soda, water, lemonade, and a bunch of burgers, and they just went over and said, hey, thanks for just working hard. Yeah. And that, I mean, really, there was nothing more to it.
Just being thoughtful.
It was just like, these guys are out working hard. It's hot outside. There's a lot to do, so we're going to go buy them burgers. And like, that's it. There's no agenda here.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. It's little things like that, man, that just change, like, the course of how people think. So, this one's a weird one. A married couple in the U.S., they're trying to have kids, okay?
Yeah.
And as they're trying to have kids, they have this test done to see, and the DNA test is done. Turns out they were twins.
Wait.
No way.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
But they were separated at birth?
A married couple in the U.S. In the U.S. That was the thing, too, because I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Is this in, like, Baguagogue? Because that's usually where these stories are.
Mm-hmm.
A married couple in the United States discovered they were biological twins after getting routine DNA tests done at an IVF clinic.
No.
They were struggling to conceive naturally. They met in college. They had attended the clinic in Mississippi in hope that they would have their own child.
I mean,
they're twins. Maybe that's why they're attracted to each other so much.
Yeah, probably.
They're like,
they had a lot in common.
But what are the odds?
You look like me. You're hot. I know, right? Like, oh. You really wanted the backstory, and they're keeping it anonymous for now because of that. Crazy, huh? A lot of these mommy shamers are out mommy shaming Kelly Clarkson because she gave her 2-year-old Nutella. You have a problem with this? Or no? Well, before I play the clip.
No, I love Kelly Clarkson. She can give her daughter Nutella. I probably wouldn't, but I'm not going to shame her for doing it.
River, do you like Nutella?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good?
Yeah.
You like Australia, too?
Heard that.
So everybody's like, I can't believe you give your kid Nutella. So you,
I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know. Do these people not have anything better to do? These mom shamers?
Eddie, you have 2 kids.
There's nothing wrong with Nutella.
I mean, you're 3-year-old.
He loves him some Nutella.
He does?
Hershey syrup, Nutella, Nestle Crunch, whatever.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Any daddy shamers come out?
No, because I don't really post their diet. Like, I post sometimes, like, I try to get them to eat healthy, so I post pictures of that. But no, I don't really post, like, them eating cake.
Oh,
but
yeah,
would you
true.
Care?
I mean, cake.
No, I mean, I think it's cool when people like try to help you better your parenting. But
come on,
in reality,
Stop.
No, it is cool. Like that means they care about what you're doing.
If I mean, it's cool if you ask them.
Totally.
I don't think
when they butt in, it's not so cool.
Let,
yeah. But.
And let's be honest too. When you come and you're like, and I give parenting advice, that's done mostly tongue in cheek because I always go, you know what? I have a lot of history of having no kids.
Correct.
And I say that really knowing I have no idea.
Yes, and I bring that to you.
And listen. Sometimes get mad at me when we do those segments where I'm like, oh, well, listen, I've had kids for 0 years. I know a little bit, 98% of it's tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
2% of it, like, I'm for sure about it. But
here's the deal, though. When you recommend something or give me a tip, I still go home and try it. And if it works, cool. If it doesn't, most of the time it doesn't work. But I still try it.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
What, we just talked about that.
That was Christian Bale on the set. Remember whenever the lighting got messed up?
Yes.
And he starts screaming at him, good for you. That was a legendary.
Wow.
That was a legendary
awful.
Clip. You want to hear another funny clip?
Yeah.
I don't even watch the show, but I just pulled it because it is so ridiculous that it can't be real. Kim Kardashian on Keeping Up with Kardashian. She's too tired to build her mansion. That's what the clip says. I haven't even heard it yet.
Oh, my
All
goodness.
All I saw was
okay,
this, and I said, Ray,
I believe it.
Please pull this down.
When are you supposed to move into your palace?
Well, it's pretty much done.
Okay.
But I just stopped the project. I just told everyone stop. I'm just so tired. I can't even, like, function.
So.
I mean.
She does work all
busy.
The time.
Okay, good.
She's traveling.
They call it a palace, too. So how's it going with your palace?
Yeah. I think that was Chloe being a little facetious.
What's the deal with those girls?
Which
How do they
ones?
Keep making shows? Like, what's happening in their life so much they can keep making seasons?
Well,
people are watching
people
it, man.
Watching.
Yeah, I mean, they're dating. They're having kids.
I like Chloe's Snapchat.
Yeah?
Yeah, she puts good workouts up.
This is what's funny about this show, because I've never seen an episode. I have no interest in any of them. I can't tell the Jenners apart, Kendall, Kylie, any of them, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'll be like, I don't get it. And everybody's like, yeah, I do. And he's like, and then life's like, yeah, but they do. So there is something there. Like, I get there's something there, because things don't last without there being something because people would just stop watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if everybody starts saying, hey, this show's really good, and you hear it from 90 different places, odds are the show's pretty good. It's what I call the Soprano effect. Never seen an episode of Sopranos, one of the greatest shows of all time. And I don't have to see it. There's just enough people around me that I know that's one of the greatest shows of all time. The Kardashians maybe are part of the Soprano
part of the greatest
effect.
Shows of all time.
Maybe.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
There's a manhunt underway for this Facebook Live shooter. I don't know if you saw it on the news yesterday or even this morning, but a guy's on Facebook and he's like, I'm going to go and shoot somebody. And he does. And he goes up and he walks up and just kills this guy on Facebook. And so they don't have him. I just saw they pinged him in Pennsylvania because he apparently turned his cell phone on. And so this is the police chief.
We want this to end with as much peace as we can bring to this right now. And we want him to turn himself in. I know, Steve, that you have a relationship with some of our clergy out here in Northeast Ohio. I encourage you to give them a call and talk to them and then call us and turn yourself in.
He's obviously nuts, and you just hope he doesn't keep being nuts. You hope that he doesn't shoot anybody else. If he starts to get real nuts, he just shoots himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's just... It's,
just to, keep him from killing anybody else, yeah.
I can't watch stuff like that. I saw a bunch of posting the video. Anybody watch it?
I saw it on the news.
No. They showed it on the news?
Yeah, they showed it on the news.
They actually showed it?
Showed it.
I would have turned my head.
Yeah. You mean of him actually doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was watching him talking on the thing.
No, I'm talking about the actual showing.
Oh, gosh, no.
Because everybody was posting links on it last night. I was like, I'm not watching that.
Why would you want to?
No, but this morning I did think it was odd on the news, I feel weird even saying this, so now I don't even want to say it, but I'll say it, but showed the fire department, power washing, where it all happened, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to see your power, no, it's sad, someone's was just right there, and now you're power washing it?
That's a weird thing to show.
Yeah.
Eddie used to do news.
Yeah.
Eddie was a cameraman, producer. It was actually called a photog.
A photog, that's how I started. And man, I just saw a lot of stuff that I just didn't want to see in my life. And it's hard to get rid of that stuff once you see it.
Isn't it the rule, though, don't shoot things like that?
Correct. And I didn't know that the first time I went out. I just kind of covered everything I saw on the scene. And I got back and my bosses were like, let's talk about this for a second.
You don't shoot
any of that. You just don't want it to accidentally get on air.
It's almost like the news is fighting to get anything. They want to just be sensational. You have to remember, too, the news is like anything else, like this show. The news needs ratings.
Correct.
The news is not a public service. The news needs ratings like we need ratings. And so they're providing and trying to do what will get them the biggest ratings. The news is not any part of the special people or the people's interest.
No, they don't have to say anything.
They can say nothing. They can have their own opinions.
And they do?
Look at the big cable news networks. They have their own opinions.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching opinion news.
And some of it's so blatantly obvious and annoying these days.
That it's not even real. It's like, where do you go for real news anymore? I remember the good old days with Ted Koppel. You know?
Yeah.
Dang. I tell you, I was looking at this United story, and the bride and groom, they were kicked off the flight. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, what is going
on?
What
is happening?
I'll tell you what happened, and I'll tell you how I Bobby eyes it.
Okay.
I think really happened.
Okay.
A bride and groom were headed to Costa Rica for their wedding, and they got kicked off a United flight out of Houston on Saturday afternoon. I want to play you a clip here.
We decided just to sit a few rows in front of our seat because it was an empty row. There's plenty of empty rows.
The airline said in a statement that the couple, quote, repeatedly attempted to sit in upgraded seating and, quote, would not follow crew instructions to return to their assigned seats.
A marshal came back not more than 2 minutes later and removed us from the plane.
The bride and groom spent the night in Houston.
I want to be on the beach with my friends, with my fiance, and get ready for my wedding.
The couple got there today, but not before they say they learned a valuable lesson about flying the friendly skies with United.
They're going to start losing money if they keep treating their patrons like this.
So this is the third United thing in a row. One, you got the eye getting drugged off the flight. Two, you got the scorpion deathlock that happens on the dude in the plane. And then you have this one here. So this is supposedly what happened. They get on the flight. They go back. There's a dude who's napping in the entire row. He lifts up the armrest and just goes to sleep. So they went up a few rows and sat down. Okay? And the people went to him and said, hey, go back to your seat. They're like, well, there's a guy sleeping there. And so that's supposedly the story. And they kicked him off.
Okay.
Now, what do I think happened?
Mm-hmm.
I think really there was somebody napping in the whole row. They didn't go to first class is the thing. If they'd went to first class, I would have really believed the airline. But they didn't go to first class. They went up a few rows to like just barely. There's like a little more leg room. It wasn't enough to be like luxurious, like trying to get a front row seat.
It's like comfort seating.
Right. There's really almost no difference there.
It's like an extra 20
except
bucks.
You get an inch of your legs. So I think that it's me just speculating here that they made a bad decision of kicking them off and now they're trying again to PR this thing.
Oh, great.
But here's also everybody's like, well, United, they're going under. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Really, if you just get if you, this is what United should do. I'll tell you what, if I were working and fixing United, that's what I'd do. It's okay. Thanks for giving me the company, first of all, because I've had no experience being a CEO. I appreciate this. But now let's get to work. First thing we do is we hire somebody that people like. So I'm going to hire Anna Kendrick, and you're going to be our spokesperson for the next 30 days. Everybody loves Anna Kendrick. Like, what has she done to make people mad? Isn't she like the most friendly celebrity?
Sure. Yeah.
It's either Anna Kendrick or Shaq. You know, one of the two.
Oh,
and
good
so
one.
You take one of those two, you put them on TV. With me, the CEO. And you go, hey, listen, I'm here with Anna Kendrick because you like her and you probably don't like me right now. So we're at even. I just want to say, we suck. We know it's been sucking for the last 4 or 5 months. And we acknowledge that. And now we're about to get better because we know that we have been doing really bad. If you don't say that, people never trust you. You have to first admit that you did wrong before people will start going, okay, maybe they're right. But most people don't care, okay, right? So you go, okay, we suck. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to beat everybody's prices for sure over the next X amount of days. You show us a cheaper flight, we'll hook you up.
Ooh, your price match guaranteeing?
That's it.
Wow.
All people care about is how much it costs every week to get groceries.
Yeah.
And to put gas in their car and to get their kids to school. People don't even fly that much, normal people. I do because I work. I'm closer to it. But normal folks don't fly that much because it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All we care about is getting point A to B. If you have to fly once or twice a year, plane tickets are so expensive.
Yeah, you're going to go with the cheapest.
Just give me the cheapest flight. And so all they got to do is be cheap for a while and come out and say we screwed up. And they're back. So nobody cares. That's it. And Anna Kendrick's sitting beside me. So we're all good. Or it's like, hi, maybe you cater to different audiences. You want to get the nicest guy in country music? Hey, it's me and Keith, and I'm Keith Ubbin. And we're here to talk to you about United. Yes, United, Bobby, with airlines now the nicest in the world. Like me, Keith Ubbin. And I'm like, right, Keith, play us a song. I'm Keith Ubbin. United is so nice. We'll see you soon, everybody.
Bam.
That's all you got to do. Take it, say, I did wrong, but from now on, I've learned I'm going to do right. And beside me, Mr. Keith Ubbin. Damn, 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 damn. Money in the bank. Start printing money again.
You're not going to leave this job if you get the CEO job, are you? Because that was pretty good. Like, they may be listening right now and be like, you know what, let's
sometimes
go.
Sometimes I just think people lack common sense when it comes to let's fix things. Like, if I were in a scandal, I'd be like, all right, I should create a scandal soon. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in a scandal real soon.
Like
and everybody's going to be like, oh. But secretly, we're going to know I set it all up, even though people are going to be, oh. And then I'm going to come out and be like, I'm really sorry about that.
With Anna Kendrick.
If I,
Keith Urban.
But probably I'd probably Keith Urban.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll be like, guys, hey, it's Bobby Bones, and I'm Keith Urban. The nicest guy in country music. And if it's real bad, then it's like, and we're a little big town.
Everyone.
Yeah. It's like I bring in all the nicest people. Oh. Boy, and if it's like a humdinger, and it's like, and I'm Chris Jansen, on harmonica.
If it's really bad.
Yeah, if it's really bad. Like, you just march in the troops. Oh. Anything else? I was supposed to play a song. I didn't get to it.
Solved some really big problems.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I read Charlemagne's book from The Breakfast Club comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I pre-ordered.
I read the whole book. I read it. I got it on Friday. I read it until yesterday.
Oh, you got an advanced copy?
I did. And a couple fun things for me. One, I thought it was a really great book. We grew up similarly. I think that's why we're such good friends. Secondly, I got 3 name drop stories about me in that book. And I was like, I didn't know any were coming. I was like, oh, he's writing about me in the book. Wow!
That's cool.
Oh, he didn't tell you what the story
No,
was.
I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, and Charlamagne does a morning show, the big hip-hop morning show in New York called The Breakfast Club. So, thirdly, he did thank 3 people on the show in the acknowledgments as well. So, 3 stories, and he thanked Radio Amy, Well, first of all, it was me, then Radio Amy, then Producer Eddie.
That's what's up.
You got it? Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But why?
What did he do?
Oh, you've met, dude, I met him back in the day. We have old buddies. Yeah, but, cowboy fans.
What did I still like, what did I do? I don't know.
And, but yeah, you two are in the acknowledgements.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Nice, Charlemagne.
Book on that tomorrow.
So, there's Charlemagne.
There's some bad words in it.
No, of course.
Yeah, in the book. A lot of.
That's
yeah.
That's just him being him.
Yeah, it is. It's a good book, though. It's good.
It's awesome.
But I thought you two should know. You're in the acknowledgments.
Dang.
That's crazy.
Oh, crap. Just
tell my dad.
Have you ever even met him, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I met him all the time.
No,
all the time. All the time.
This is like, I walk down the street and everybody tells
what's
me.
What's his cousin's name?
Wax.
Oh,
Wax isn't
hey.
His cousin.
It's not his cousin.
No. It's not?
No, he just calls him cuz.
That's not his cousin. They're cousins.
That's not his cousin. No, they don't.
I swear to you.
But that's not his cousin. Okay, bye.
They're not real. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's what's happening this week. Today, the Boston Marathon, it has started already, and Dierks Bentley's wife's running it. You can follow Dierks' Twitter account if you want to see what's going on there. Also, Jake Owen stops by my house tonight for the Bobbycast, which is just two dudes, as they say, chopping it up, talking about life. So search Bobbycast and you get on that. Tomorrow, Charlemagne from the Breakfast Club book comes out. And tomorrow's tax day, by the way, too. Eddie, do you have your tax? Are you done?
Big day. No. I filed for an extension.
But you still have to pay.
Yes, I'm going to have to pay something.
Are you paying tomorrow?
I am paying tomorrow. Some money.
Some.
Yes.
So you're going to get that interest every day.
I'm probably going to take a little bit of interest, but I'm paying what I can.
See, here's the thing about this show. We do outside jobs, too, like appearances to make money. And sometimes when those checks come, they don't take taxes out of them. And Eddie never took taxes out of his.
Correct.
And so now Eddie's got to pay taxes back, and he's like, whoa, woe is me.
Man, we had a great plan, too, when all of this started.
But if you take the taxes out when it happens, you don't have this.
I know. We have kids, though. You know, stuff comes up, so we had to pull some of that money out.
Oh.
But you know what comes up more than kids?
Taxes.
That's true, every year.
On Wednesday, the largest asteroid ever expected to pass by Earth barely goes by.
Whoa, okay. That's messed up.
And scientists say we're safe. But listen, let's just play the odds for a second. Eventually, Earth's going to get hit by a huge asteroid. They come by all the time. Eventually, one has to come right for
didn't
us.
Didn't that happen already with
the dinosaurs? That wasn't a documentary. That was called...
Cloverfield.
Oh, no. Land Before Time.
No.
It's called...
Armageddon.
Ben Affleck. Oh. Seeing that?
That wasn't Armageddon. Yes. That's Wednesday. The asteroid comes by. On Thursday, it's 420. Dudes.
So just dumb. The date?
I've never even tried weed. Right. But it's like marijuana day.
Yes.
Weed day. How lame am I? It's marijuana day.
A reefer day.
I've never tried it. I've never tried anything like it. I think if it were, I wonder if it were totally legal, if I would like eat something. I've never smoked anything in my life, like anything. Just not even because I don't care. Like I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I can't imagine breathing something hot into my lungs. I don't even like drinking hot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you would because alcohol is legal and you haven't done that.
I've never drank alcohol. You're right.
That's true.
But
so if you went to Colorado,
I wouldn't.
Do you want to live in the state that it's legal in?
It needs to be legal all over the country.
Okay. Oh,
because he's been to California and it's legal in California.
True.
Yeah, I'm curious about alcohol and drugs. I'll be honest, like, I am. I'm wondering, like, man, everybody looks like they have so much fun. They drink. Like, you guys go out and you drink, and it's like they smile so much. Like, I'm not lying.
I'm happy.
You smile so much.
Well, but for some people, alcohol is a huge downer. And then you could be the opposite, and then you'd be like a real bummer.
And everyone has been the opposite in my family.
Yeah. So you just have to, the great thing is you're aware of that.
But it's like,
and you've been able to use that.
I've always thought, should I be stronger? Can I be stronger? Mm. I have more alcohol in my house that if I decided ever just to let it go, boys. We're having a high dollar party. I got bought. People will send me bottles of champagne that cost like $1,000.
You got that Dom in there.
And here's the thing. I have $5 champagne and $1,000 champagne, and I don't know the difference of which they are in my house. You could come to my house and be like, I'll take the $5 one, but trick me. And I would have no idea. But if we ever go down, it's going down.
Down, for real.
That's 420 day on Thursday. What?
Nothing. As Googling the wine you got me for my birthday again.
Yeah.
Because I still can't believe you spent that much
on
a bottle
of
wine. No, I'm saving it for something special.
Like when you give me his Yeezys?
What? Still working on that.
On my birthday.
It's 417, it's not even 420 yet.
On my birthday 15 days ago, Amy got me a pair of Yeezys.
No, 15 I've enlisted
days
more
ago.
Help.
And they're not here yet.
Yeah. Wow. I have now multiple people on it.
Yeah.
And then I've been like, okay, if I'm going to have to bite the bullet and just like buy some somewhere, how do I know I'm buying the right thing?
Because
I saw some guy post on Twitter.
Do that.
He thought he was buying real ones and he got slippers in the mail.
What?
They looked like Yeezys.
On Friday, Brad Paisley's album, Love and War, comes out. He'll be in the studio Friday, too. Also, Sheryl Crow's album, Be Myself, comes out. I love Sheryl Crow. I've downloaded, like, the new stuff.
Yeah?
I like it.
That
it's
sounds
like bluesy
cool.
Country. Yeah, it's cool. I'm a big Sheryl Crow fan, just period, like in life. Be Myself from Sheryl Crow. Pretty cool, huh?
So oh, yeah. I shaved my head, I changed my name, I gave my pills away. Cause if I can't be someone else, if I can't be someone else.
Gary Clark Jr.'s on the record too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, I love music, man. I don't know anybody who hates music, just to say. Because I always like people when they're like, what are you into? Well, I like music. Well, yeah, everybody likes music.
Yeah, no, like my dad doesn't really like music.
But
that's weird.
Likes
not
it.
Liking someone not liking music is like a girl not liking to dance to me. Like, who doesn't like to? If you're a girl, you should like to dance. I've never met a girl who doesn't like to dance.
Yeah, good
but,
point.
But then I have met one or two, and I'm like, what's wrong with
my you? Wife doesn't like to dance.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
At all?
No. Nope.
What?
Nope.
That's weird.
Zero.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a little weird because I love it. Like, I was dancing right now to Sheryl Crow.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh. Do you know any girls that don't like to dance, Amy?
No, I don't. Well, now I do. Eddie's
one.
Wife.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Do you know anybody that doesn't like music?
One. My dad.
What weird. Do you mean?
But, like, he doesn't listen to music,
no,
period?
No, nuh-uh. Like, he doesn't really listen to music.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
So where did you get your love for music?
My mom loves music.
Yeah. What you have around the house?
Music?
Yeah.
Beatles? Nonstop? Oldies? Yeah. She loves the
well,
oldies.
Well, she's an oldie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Listen, I gotta say, I've said something that got Amy in trouble, and I don't want people to be irritated at you about it, so I'll just kind of say what happened here. So, if you're new to the show, or even if you're a long-timer, Amy's been in the process of adopting a kid for 4 years, and...
Two kids,
excuse me. She's been in the adoptive process. See, I say stupid stuff all the time.
Well, no.
I don't know. I can't help
no,
it.
You don't.
So she's been in this process for a long time, and it's been emotional at times and frustrating at times and awesome at times. And
it's been a roller coaster.
It has been. I mean, it really is the Texas giant, man. And it's just, hold on tight.
Mm-hmm, basically.
And we're waiting, and soon it could end. But when new listeners come to the show and we're just like, Amy's two kids, they don't know she's going through the adoption process. So I often say, so people can catch up with the show quickly, Amy's kids that she's adopting, her adoptive kids, you know, just so people that have never heard the show will know the story.
Right.
But people are getting mad at you because you're not referring to them as just your children.
Well, I started to pay attention to that when I got an email and then a couple of different people on social media. It was like, hey, y'all often refer to your kids as not just your kids. You always are saying like the kids Amy adopted or your adopted kids. Mm-hmm. And she's like, whenever y'all talk about Eddie's children, you're not like Eddie's biological children or
maybe
anything.
We should.
Yeah, just to be sure.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, yeah, we're just trying to paint a clear picture because, yeah, people, we want them to know the full story. But of course, if my kids are ever with me, I don't introduce them as my adopted children or something. But I don't
That's
know.
That's a fair response. It's my fault, but I have to describe things to new listeners that come in.
Right.
And it's not seen as any sort of slight or anything lesser than.
Right. Like we don't.
Also, they don't live in your house right now.
True.
And if we're talking about your, like if Eddie's kids, guess where Eddie's kids live?
They're at my house.
A lot.
Day in, day out.
And right now, yours aren't.
No.
And we have to explain why they're not.
Right.
So it's my fault. So I don't want you to feel bad about that. I'll say this too. I gave Amy a check for her adoptive baby adoption shower that we weren't invited to, if you remember correctly.
It was all girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a kid.
And a boy. One dude there, yeah.
Yep.
And so...
He was eight.
So...
Still male.
Semantics.
Yep.
So, I gave her a money order. I said, because I oftentimes will get, oh, by the way, like the person who like looks over my checking account messaged me and was like,
oh, because I deposited this other.
She
oh.
was like,
who, that Lindsay?
What?
Lindsay looking over your
No.
Oh,
okay.
No,
like,
oh, no.
Like my business manager. Oh, my business. Yeah,
business.
I was wondering if that checking account was still open.
I got a message and she was like, did you write some checks to Amy?
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, like 3 years ago. So,
but you didn't put the date on them.
I've been giving Amy, and they had my old address on it too. From
yeah,
like
it did.
Five
and it had
houses
like
ago.
Your cats and dogs on it. I was like, does he still have annual
I do.
Checks?
All okay. my checks go to Humane Society.
Okay.
But I don't use that many checks. But so what happened was I gave Amy a money order again to help for school for her kids, and I didn't sign the money order. And
smart.
So she has it now and she can't use it because I didn't sign it.
So the checks I didn't think I was going to be able to cash from years ago, I was able to cash. The money order that's brand new, worthless.
Good Lord makes everything even, doesn't
Don't
he?
Worry, Amy. He'll probably make you play some games for it or something.
Exactly.
So here's a game called
Win Your Kid's College Money. Well, so you're going to sign it? Or what?
I don't know. I mean,
I haven't.
What do you guys think? Let's vote. Yes or no?
Hey, take your time. Let's think about
time.
It.
Yeah?
You got plenty of time.
A little Sam Hunt? A little Take My Time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you got that check right now, but
maybe.
Yeah,
that's
funny. I see
right
what
here.
You're doing.
Amy didn't get it.
Oh.
It's all right, though. Hey, if only one person gets it, it's a joke told.
It's funny.
There's a YouTube video of this girl, and she's a fashion model, and she blogs about what she eats and her life. And so she's cooking food, and she goes and buys groceries, and she puts a can of Pam on the stove as she's talking about it, and the thing explodes right in the middle of the YouTube video. It's amazing. Listen to this.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, my God!
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, but you was Cooper.
Are you okay?
Turn off the thing! What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
that's
scary. Like
she puts a can of Pam. There's two cans, actually, I think, of Pam on the stove and turns the stove on, and then she just lets it go and starts talking for an hour.
So it was the
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Burner.
There.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, but
you
was Cooper.
Are you okay?
Turn off the thing.
The thing.
The thing. That sounds so scary.
Yeah. I mean, I would think like somebody's shooting me.
Yeah.
Okay, so afterwards she's like, okay, she had to shoot the end of her video, of course. So then she goes and she sits down on the bed here.
Stove's getting heat up and the green beans are in it and the oven's on, cooking the potatoes. I'm like, oh, I'll just film my outro so I don't have to do it later. So as I'm filming, the two bottles of Pam explode. And I'm not joking when I say that was literally the scariest moment of my life because I thought like a bomb had exploded or something and it shook me. Like it shook the apartment. It was the loudest noise. My ears are still kind of ringing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could believe how that would be super scary.
One more time.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoy.
That is crazy. Wow.
She didn't get hurt, so it's okay. And don't put bottles of Pam.
Do not.
Don't put anything in a
can. No.
With
aerosol.
Inside of a can.
Just don't put anything by the stove.
Yeah, anything, especially if it's an electric. One of the flat ones, it's hard.
It is hard.
Sometimes you, yeah.
I burned my hand on it.
Yes, me too.
Okay, here's a listener suggested bit that we do.
Okay.
Listener requested segment.
Okay, so I don't think we're going to do it today.
What is it?
But a listener was like, hey, you guys should do the name drop segment where you name drop the coolest thing you've ever done with anyone famous. Because I tend to stay away from people anyway. But it's like, think about the most famous thing you've ever done with the and then name. You can even say something you said on the air before.
Listener requested segment.
Okay.
So maybe tomorrow we do that.
We could.
I like it when listeners request segments. And Ray, our producer, Raymond, made this. He was like, hey, I made you a piece of imaging if you do that.
Listener requested segments.
So maybe tomorrow, think about that.
Okay,
all
right.
So name drop.
Like something you've done that's really cool that people were like, stop name dropping. Cool?
Cool.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
Lunchbox's wife's mad.
What
why?
About this
time?
This
time, why? Yeah.
Well, I didn't get her an Easter basket.
Okay.
What?
And I was going to the grocery store on Saturday, and she's like, I'll go with you. I was like, you don't have to go. I'll go by myself. So in her head, she thought, oh, he's getting me an Easter basket. So she went to bed on Saturday night, and I stayed up later, and she was like, oh, he's staying up because he wants to put the Easter basket out for me in the morning. So she got up Sunday morning, goes downstairs, looks in the kitchen, and there's no Easter basket. And so she had it all built up in her head that I got her this Easter basket, and I was going to surprise her with it, and there was no Easter basket. And in my head, I was like, I didn't know adults got Easter baskets.
Huh. I didn't know that either.
Peter.
So she was disappointed.
Yeah.
Because she thought I was trying to surprise her because I was like, no, I'll go by myself to the store. And I stayed up later, and she's like, oh, he has to get the Easter basket out of the car.
You just didn't know that was a thing for her, huh?
Didn't know that was a thing. Had no idea.
That's not her parents did for her every year?
Yeah, I guess so.
Your Easter
family
Friday.
Tradition.
Do you feel like you failed? Or are you like, I just had no idea?
I think there was a lack of communication on her part. Like, you know, there's a thing called communication between a married couple, and you got to let me know, hey, I'm used to getting an Easter basket.
What'd y'all do last Easter?
I don't know. Maybe her, I think her parents mailed her one. They mailed something in the
and
mail.
And you didn't notice.
I just thought, oh, that's cool. Like, her first married Easter, because they sent me a little, like, chocolate bunny, and I was like, oh, I thought they were just being nice.
That was
how did
hint.
You react to her being upset about it?
I was like, oh, I didn't know adults got Easter baskets. And she goes, it's just something that takes me back to my, you know, with my parents. I'm like, yeah, sorry about that. It's my bad. What do you want me to say?
You said it's my bad. All right. Will it affect you next year?
No, I'll just go today. They're on clearance.
Okay, but will it affect you next
year? Yeah, next
year
I'll get an Easter basket.
And you'll put effort into it.
Yeah, I'll put a little bunny in there, put a little plastic egg, and be like, open it up, and it'll like have a little surprise in it.
That's cute.
Like what kind of surprise?
Like a picture of me or something? I don't know.
Sounds awesome.
I don't know. I can find something. Not a lot of things fit in those little eggs. That's the thing.
That's not true. I watch YouTube videos. This guy opened up those eggs for kids. They're like an hour long. All he does is open up eggs. It's like a fire truck, thimble, dental floss, a string, and I can't stop watching them. But yes. Yeah, you should do something special. Not just clearance. Like, do something today.
Cool. I will. I'll get an Easter basket.
But not just a clearance Easter basket.
Well, that's all there's going to be left because they're on clearance.
Get something else and, like, make something or put something in there.
Okay.
Just to show that you care a little more than getting on clearance.
All right.
I feel like he's just messing
with me. I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I'm not going to make anything. I'm not going to weave a basket out of yarn or something,
that
you know?
Would be
hey,
awesome.
Happy Easter.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Went to watch John Mayer in Minneapolis on Saturday night. And it was really the only weekend that I've had off or was going to have off for a couple of months. And so Lindsay and I both are massive John Mayer fans. And so we just went. We just went and packed it up and went up.
Little mini vacay.
Yeah, it was quick, but it was a lot of fun. And so we get there. So first of all, we go, and I know someone that works at the record label in New York, like John Mayer's guy. And so we have great seats, like total hookup. It was amazing. And so we go back and see John before the show for a few minutes and just talk a bit. And Lindsay had never met him, and she's, you know, plays guitar and is a guitar, like, nerd. She's like, I really want to ask him about his guitar pedal. But she's like, I'm not going to because I don't want. So I asked him, and I was like, hey, what guitar pedal do you play on your new song, Rosie? And he starts talking to me, and I have no idea what he's talking about. None. He probably talks for 3 minutes, and I have. Eddie, it's like if I start talking to you about the War of 1812.
Yeah.
And I'm just going in depth about at what point.
I'd zone out.
But you would act interested.
Oh, I would just stare and look at you like, yeah, oh, cool, cool. That's so cool.
And I was just praying he wouldn't ask me a question back because I have no idea.
Well, he obviously thinks you're interested because you asked him the question.
Here's the key to of bonding with people. Even if people you don't – like, let's say you're closing a business deal. Let's say you are meeting a client or you have a first date or – it doesn't matter. Human to human, if you can find that common thread with someone – this wasn't a common thread for us, but this is going to be my point because I didn't know what I was asking. It doesn't matter about what you're trying to get. It matters what you can get, and that's how you get there. Mm. So let's say I meet you for the first time.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I got to meet this girl named Amy. We have to go meet about a client. Mm. I want you to buy advertising on the show.
Okay.
I have to find what human thing we have in common.
Okay.
And then that's how you hit it off, and that's where the whole relationship is made. It's not the business part of it. That's way secondary. People get focused on we got to present the best business portfolio. That's 10% of it.
Right.
It's all about finding the human thread that matters. When people like you, they are much more likely to work with you.
Huh.
When people like what you look like, people like, it doesn't have to be your looks, but just how you present yourself.
Yeah.
How you present yourself, how human you are, then you close the deal.
Okay.
That's the key.
So would you suggest Facebook stalking to kind of just see what they're about?
Yeah, sure.
Any kind of stalking, yeah.
Yeah.
Any kind.
As long as, if you can find Research. Out what their hobby is, hit them with it. Because people love talking about themselves, period.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who they are. If you can get someone talking about themselves, like if I were like, hey, Amy, my cousin adopted too. Like, well, how's your process going? Oh, Amy would be like,
that's it.
Boosh.
You're in.
I'd be like, how much time do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just as a general rule, know that that's how to get into people. Mm. Find what they're passionate about and get them talking.
Okay.
John Mayer's talking about the guitar pedal. I have no idea what he's talking about. It's like, blah, 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 music, blah, 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 blah. Lindsay's in the background like taking notes. So we go up and we sit in the show and, you know, he starts to play songs and he plays Rosie. Rosie, it just came out like 2 days before. Plays like Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. We're cold time. Plays Free Falling. And I'm free. Free falling, falling. Plays Neon. She's always buzzing just like neon, neon. Now, before I say anything else, what songs at a John Mayer concert, and you each can pick one, does he have to play? Eddie.
Easy.
Go ahead.
Bodies of Wonderland. Play it.
You think he has
to? He has to. That's his jam.
Didn't play it.
What?
Whoa. How is that possible?
Because that's like
his jam.
That's like basic John Mayer.
Wow.
Oh.
So this means that he expects that only the big fans come to his show.
I think that he may play at some shows. I think he plays different stuff every night. He doesn't have a fixed set list.
Disappointing.
And I was happy he didn't play it. I'm not even a fan of the song. I'm a hardcore John Mayer fan. I was like, please don't play Bodies of Wonderland. And he didn't.
That's like if you go to a Neil Diamond concert and he doesn't play Sweet Caroline.
That's not true.
What are you talking about? It's exactly true.
No,
that's Neil's only hit.
No, it's not. But still. So he didn't play that. What else would he have to play, do you think?
What about 3x5?
He didn't play that. Wow, what an old school reference to
wow,
the first
3x5.
Wow.
Sorry, it's a picture.
I'm giving you, that's props.
All right, I got one.
I just got response. Hey, Bobby.
Come on, I know more too. I know deep cuts.
The one running through the hallways, the one about.
No Such Thing, his first single.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I want to scream at the top of my lungs.
Didn't play it.
What? He just found out there's no such thing as the real world.
Didn't play it.
Wow.
So he went all cool guy.
Did he go all new?
What else? No.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Waiting on the World to Change.
He did play it.
That a boy.
And I was disappointed.
Why?
Too basic. Radiohead. I'm not too cool for school at too many things. John Mayer and sports.
Way too cool for school.
But I'm too cool for school, yeah. Go ahead.
The daddy-daughter one.
He did not play Daughters.
That song gets me, man.
Does it?
How lame was this concert?
It was awesome. He didn't play Daughters. He also didn't play Gravity.
What?
That's your jam.
He didn't. You're lying.
He didn't.
It's working against me.
He didn't even play my favorite song, yeah. Stop This Train.
He didn't. Stop this train.
He played a bunch of album cuts, bunch of the new album, some big stuff.
I probably would have walked out.
You would not have liked it, Eddie. It was heaven for Lindsay and I because we don't like the radio stuff because we're nerds.
What about the I painted you a John Mayer portrait based on this song? You remember?
I still have it. It's in my bedroom. It's literally in my bedroom. Say. You know what? He didn't play that. I never even thought of that song.
What?
Say what you need to say.
Yeah, say what you need to say.
I never even thought of that song.
Oh, that's in your room and you never even thought of it?
That song stinks to me.
What?
Wait, why did I?
That was in that movie. Ah, good movie. Bucket List.
Oh, it was good with the old people?
Yes.
That was good.
Morgan
and
Freeman.
The credits come down. It's like, say what you need to say.
Yep.
What's that song that he has about where he talks about?
Who says
you can't get
stoned? He did play that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See, dude, we know all those songs. But I'm telling you, not playing Body is a Wonderland.
He may have the night before in Kansas City. I don't know.
That's like going to a Garth Brooks show and not hearing Friends in Low Places.
That's not true.
Come on.
Same Everybody level. Wants to hear Friends in Low Places, even the Garth Hardcores. I'm a Garth Hardcore. I got two artists I would drive hours for, John Mayer and Garth Brooks. I've done it for both.
And nobody wants to hear Your Body is a Wonderland?
I don't want to hear Your Body is a Wonderland. But are I you? Wanted to hear Friends in Low Places and If Tomorrow Never Comes.
He could at least just give a little bubblegum tongue.
And everybody goes and crazy. Then, okay, then move on.
Next.
It might have the night before. He just didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, are you one of those that checks the set list out?
I am at 99% of concerts, but I'm such a nerd, I wouldn't look on purpose because I wanted to be surprised at every song.
Good.
But I'd heard that he was changing it up every night. And he was at times he was taking requests from
the crowd.
I know
that is Geek Squad right there.
He would go like, "What do you want to hear?" And he'd walk out and someone would yell in the microphone and he'd be like, "Okay, we can play that one." And then he'd hop up. And he doesn't anyway, go ahead.
But why would you want to check the set list? Isn't that the point of going to a concert to be excited about what's coming next? Like, oh.
I checked Garth. I wanted to know if he was see how many hits he was playing to new stuff. I checked Counting Crows when we went to that.
Yeah.
To see how many of the songs I would know. And I knew every one of them.
But you didn't geek at John, you just went like
it's too much. It was too much. And new album, I wanted to just feel surprised and be like, ah! But I don't get to experience real concerts as a fan that often. Twice in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garth and
Garth
John.
And John Mayer.
Yeah.
And so otherwise, it's all like, I have a great job that lets me do awesome things, but I always go to these shows and I'm just jaded by the whole thing. It's like, I know them or I have to look like I'm having a better time than I am because people are watching like, oh, you must love his new song. So... Yeah, it was good.
I'm glad you were able to let loose and let your geek flag fly. And
I did.
I
geeked out.
Matching sweatshirts.
Yeah, we did. There's a video on my Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. Lindsay and I had our matching sweatshirts. We bought that night. We were also on the ice, to be fair, in Minnesota. We have so many listeners in Minnesota. I could not believe it. I did a FaceTime Live.
That live in Minnesota.
All.
Wow.
One that live in Minnesota and two that would travel to the concert.
Okay.
I don't expect anybody to ever recognize me. But we're walking around Minneapolis where we're not on the air, and it was I got on Facebook Live for 5 minutes, and people just like, do. And I was like, wait, who do you think I'm the guy from not here? But it was awesome. Like, and our listeners are all so nice. Not all, all this time were.
So does that make you realize you're famous? Because I always tell you you're a celeb.
I feel like we're moderately regionally known.
That's fair.
Not on the air there, people recognize you.
I feel like we're moderately regionally known.
Well, now there's the internet and stuff, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Helps, I guess.
That's true. Today in 1992, Aaron Tippin had his first number one hit. What do you think his first number one hit was? Eddie?
Ain't Nothing Wrong With The Radio?
That's a good guess.
Is that not it?
And again, I think you and I are the 90s country guys around the room.
Yeah.
And so in 1992, number one. There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
There ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
This was a jam.
Yes, dude.
I used to like working with Reuben Houses.
Yeah.
My uncle.
Crossing my back dash. A little loving dog making everybody laugh. Doing antennas, whipping in the wind. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in.
Sorry, what?
Cause she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there wrong with the radio.
That's a jam,
dude.
Man. 1990. I remember being like 12 years old, and like Reuben, like I wasn't even the roofer. I was the tear off and clean up guy. It was the worst. You take a shovel and you take your foot and you tear off the shingles and you throw them down on the ground and you go down the ground and clean them up. It's terrible. But it just reminds me of driving around in my uncle's old truck and Aaron Tippin coming on that one, and because it has nothing to do with this, but that one and Garth Brooks, that summer.
Oh, that summer.
I was always like, this song is so good. Then when I get older, I was like, this song is so creepy.
It's so creepy.
But yeah. Teenage kid so far from home.
She was a lonely widow woman. Hell-bent to make it on her own.
And I'm like, huh.
We were thousands of miles from nowhere. Wheat fields as far as I can see. Both needing something from each other. Not knowing yet what that might be.
And like, you think this old woman, this young kid.
Till she came to me one evening.
Okay. What'd she have with her?
A hot cup of coffee and a smile.
What's she wearing?
In a dress that I was certain.
There it is.
She hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter.
That's right.
A softness in her touch.
Oh, there was a softness in her touch.
Why did I space
her? No.
We're hung.
I softly whispered that I never, and she softly whispered, that's all right.
That's not true.
That's a rhyme.
But then anyway. She definitely had the need for something.
There was the thunder apart, but yeah.
Sure, all that.
Man, we should have nailed that whole thing a cappella. It's hard without the music. If you like country music, I think you'll like the Bobby Cast, a lot of songwriters from Nashville. Also, a lot of songwriters that are artists, too, like, for example, Maren Morris, episode 31. Go to iTunes and search Bobby Cast, one word, B-O-B-B-Y-C-A-S-T, and you can hear Maren and I talk for, like, almost 2 hours. And this is her talking about wanting to be inspired.
As a woman, I just wanted to, like, be inspired when I turned the radio on and hear, like, a woman singing back to me, not about a relationship for once. And that's fine if they are, but I feel like the diversity is sort of lacking, where it's like, okay, well, we do have a little bit more to talk about here. I mean, just like a real life experience instead of always chasing the guy down. I always obviously was like very bitter back then thinking that, but I still think that today, and I'm in a relationship with someone I really love. And yeah, I feel like that's the perspective I was craving and the perspective I thought I was bringing to the table.
So if you want to hear us talk from my house like an hour and a half or so, go to iTunes, search Bobby Cast. That's episode 31 with Maren Morris.
Bobby Bones.
What are you doing today?
Good question. I probably need to start making my list. Started to make lists to execute things. Oh.
The Monday list?
I know it is at the top of the list. My thank you notes from my adoption shower. I've already done a few, but I've got to start, I don't know, doing like 5 a day. Because I'm trying to be real thoughtful with it. And honestly, after writing 2 full cards, my hand gets tired from writing. What about you? What are you doing?
So we have this rule.
Mm-hmm. Who does?
My girlfriend and I.
Okay.
We can only spend so many evenings together because it's not good for work.
Oh, yeah. This new rule.
It's not. It's just a rule that needed to be put in place because we were just hanging out too much.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's one of those nights I blocked off. It's a NL. Oh, Lindsay, no. It's an NLN.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
What are we doing?
I
have to write this. It hasn't been announced, but I've said it on the air. I've signed a book deal for a second book.
Yeah.
I have to write it. I've been writing it. But I don't write anything when she's around. So I'm just going to write. I just got to sit down and write.
Do y'all do like a shared Google calendar or something?
No.
Hang out tonight, not hang out tonight.
We just talk about it.
Okay.
And last night it was like, hey, we can't hang out tomorrow. And she has an event Tuesday, so we can't hang out then. So it's like 2 NLNs. I need a better name. I can't even say it.
That's hard.
2
yeah,
NLN.
What do they call them? Whatever. So I have Jake Owens coming by the house for the Bobby Cast. I have a busy night. Ugh, everything's so busy.
Yeah, but it's some fun stuff.
It's what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's stuff that, I mean, writing a book is cool.
It's tedious
doing
and awful.
The Bobby Cast. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Never mind. Sounds awful.
Thank you. I just want someone to agree. It sounds awful. And yeah, no, but Jake Owen will be by. And that takes a couple hours. He comes by and it's just a long form interview. I hope you listen to it. Go to iTunes, subscribe, type in Bobby Cast, and Jake Owens will be up tonight. Because I think he comes by at like 4:30 or so of the house, and then we usually get it up by 7 or so p.m.
Do you offer like water and snacks? And
water.
Now it's growing.
That's the crazy thing. Yeah. We have to upgrade the Bobby Cast.
Yeah.
Because in my room, it's just 2 chairs and 2 microphones. I do offer water, but I should put like a bar or something in there.
Yeah.
But guys, you're talking about money. The company has given me no money for this.
Oh.
They've paid for nothing of the no computers. I bought every single thing in that room. And so.
Just a little mini bar.
Again,
big.
I've bought.
You can get a sponsor for that.
Sometimes you have to invest in yourself.
Trust me, I bought every single part of this thing.
Good point, Amy.
Ain't no problem.
I bought every single thing to get this radio show started.
I know.
Where's the mini bar?
Joke.
I know, that's what I'm saying. All right, we're going to go. Thank you guys. See you on Tuesday's show.
Bobby Bones.